The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Torah describes in detail the various parts of the kelim in the Mishkan of Beis Hamikdash. So some of the kelim come with accessories. For example, the menorah comes along with melkachayim and machtus, like it says on melkacheo machtuseo zov tor. Melkachayim are the pliers or tweezers, machtus are small shovels. The Mizbeach also has some accessories. The Pasuk says in Parshas Truma, Vosisa, Siroisov, Ladashnoi, Vyov, Omizergoisov, Omazlegoisov, Machtoisov. So the Shulchan, as we learned in our Sugya, also has some accessories. Our Gemara talks about two particular Kalim, the Konim and the Snifim. The Konim were the bars that were placed horizontally between each Lechem, and the Snifim were the vertical supports that held up the Konim, which held up the Lechem. Now, I'd like to discuss over here, if these two kelim, konim and snifim, are they similar to those mentioned earlier, who are not necessarily ma'akim in the usage of the main kli, meaning that, for example, let's say the melkachayim of the menorah. They're not ma'akim in the usage of the menorah. There's definitely a mitzvah, the chatchila, to use the melkachayim to remove the burnt out wicks. But if you remove the wicks by hand, for example, there's no problem as far as the mitzvah of hadlaka is concerned. You're not doing the mitzvah of using the melkachayim, but the mitzvah of the menorah, it's fine. The same goes with other accessories in the various kelim in the Mishkan. The ikur kli, it doesn't need those other kelim for its function. The question is regarding the snifin and the konim: are they ma'akim in the usage of the shulchan or not? Now, nafkamina would be: let's say for whatever reason the konim, the snifim or konim, are not usable, or they got destroyed or lost. Could the lechem be placed on the shulchan as regular, and just ignore the konim and snifim? Or maybe the konim and snifim are the kelim with which the lechem were put on the shulchan, and only with them can the lechem be placed on the shulchan. I mean, the function of the shulchan, to have the lechem on the shulchan, is only through the konim and the snifim. That's the way you put the shulchan on the lechem on the shulchan. And if you don't have the konim and snifim, you can't do the mitzvah of sidur alechem. So on one hand, these kelim are prescribed explicitly by the Torah. The pasuk says, "V'osiza koroisov, v'kapoisov, uksoisov, u'manachiyosov." Asher yusach b'hem zav tor. Rashi says, "Ksoisov, manachiyosov." Those are the konim and the snifim that are spoken about in our sugya. So according to that, it could be understood that the konim and the snifim are necessary for the sidur alechem. Now, on the other hand, Rashi in Arsugya and Chumash Rashi says that the purpose of the konim was to ensure that the lechem remains fresh throughout the week. That was the point of the konim. So from this, it would seem that the konim and the snifim are not ma'akiv in the sidur alechem. They're only there for a side purpose. But the main mitzvah of sidur alechem, it doesn't need konim and snifim. You could just pile the bread, the lechem on the shulchan, that's fine. And let's say if the konim and snifim were not available for whatever reason, you could indeed be misadid lechem despite the absence of konim and snifim. So now, we're going to learn in a few days the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Vov, Amad Aleph, that talks about the sidur alechem on the shulchan. And the Mishnah says as follows: Loi sidur akonim, v'loi netiloson, doiche es haShabbos. This means when the kohen enters the heichal on Shabbos to place the new lechem on the shulchan, he does not set up the konim. He waits till after Shabbos to set them up, because it's also to set up on, it's also on Shabbos to set up the konim. It's not doiche Shabbos. Now, exactly what the iser is to set up konim on Shabbos is not relevant for now. There's a different mahalachim to explain what the iser is. But anyways, the lechem was evidently set up on Shabbos without the konim in place. So clearly, I mean, this is clear that the konim are not a part of the actual sidur alechem. They're only there for a side reason, you know, to keep the lechem fresh. And of course, if for whatever reason you don't have konim, you're definitely misadu the lechem without the konim. The same way we start off the sidur alechem on Shabbos without the konim. It's only matzah Shabbos that you put on the konim. So if you don't have konim, so you just don't put on konim. So it's clear the konim are not needed for the actual sidur alechem. Now, this is all concerning the konim, which is clear that it's not needed for the sidur alechem. Now, what about regarding the snifim? It's possible that they are needed for the sidur alechem. And if, for whatever reason, you don't have them, you cannot be mesadr the lechem on the shulchan. Now, we learned in our sugya that the purpose of the snifim, al kaponim according to the Mandomar Teva Prutza, which is how we pass on the Maisa, the purpose of those snifim is to support the konim. I mean, the lechem themselves were naturally supported by each other because of their square shape, but only because of their weight. They shouldn't be, they're piled up in the weight. So we needed each of them to be individually supported by konim. So that was the purpose of the snifim, to hold up the konim. So now, logically speaking, if the konim are not ma'akiv, then the snifim are surely not ma'akiv. The whole purpose of the snifim is for the konim. And so they can't be more chomer than the konim themselves. So the chayr according to this, the snifim are also not ma'akiv. They're all just a part of the mitzvah of the konim. However, it's not completely clear from the Mishnah and the Gemara whether the snifim were connected to the shulchan or was it a separate fixture. The konim were clearly not connected to the shulchan, like we see the Gemara says that they were removed every Erev Shabbos and they were put back in place Motzei Shabbos. So it was a separate piece. It was put on and taken off. It was not attached to the shulchan. It was not mechuber. The snifim, however, it's not clear. Now I found in the Torah Shlema in the Meluim, he has a long discussion about this, were the snifim attached to the shulchan, mechuber to the shulchan, or was it just a separate piece? And I found other Svarim as well who very much considered this possibility that the snifim were connected to the shulchan. So in that case, it would be possible that the snifim are part of the actual tzuras hashulchan, if they're meaning that the shulchan is only kosher if it has snifim attached to it. In other words, the snifim are not an independent klisharis that was used for the lechem. Rather, if they were attached to the shulchan, they're a part of the shulchan. This is what the shulchan is supposed to look like. Table with snifim on the side. And if that's the case, so the shulchan has to be kosher. Shulchan has to have the full tzuras of shulchan in order to do the mitzvah of Sidur Alechem. Now, in truth, even if we consider the snifim as part of the shulchan, even if we would say that they were attached to the shulchan, that would not necessarily mandate that they are ma'akiv, and the shulchan is not kosher without them in place. Because we find many in Yonim and Kochim, which are the mitzvah, not li'kuva. We find even in the kelim themselves, by menorah, the kaftarim and the gvim, prochim, they were part of the menorah. They're only l'chadchila, they're not ma'akiv. So it's not, it's the truth is that even if the snifim are attached to the shulchan, it doesn't mean that it's ma'akiv in the shulchan. But there's still other interesting ramifications if the snifim were a chelik of the shulchan itself or not, whether they're ma'akiv or not. So we know that Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says later on, Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanos in the Heichal. So the Gemara says that he was only masader the lechem only on one of them, but there were 10 shulchanos there. So the question is, those other 9 shulchanos, I'm sorry, there were 10 besides for the Shulchan Shal Moshe. So those 10 Shulchanos, did they have Snifim or not? That would l'chayr be a nafkamina. If Snifim are just a separate klisharis that's used for the Shulchan, so l'chayr he did not make Snifim for them because the Sidur Alechem, there was no Sidur Alechem on them. So if there's no Sidur Alechem, there's no point in having Snifim. But if the Snifim were a chilek of the Tzuras HaShulchan, then he did make snifim. That would be a nafkamina. I found another nafkamina, interesting nafkamina, in the Sefer Shiur of David. Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita, he discusses whether the snifim have a din tzofin. That means it's a halacha that the shulchan has to be placed on the tzofin side of the heichal. That means that the complete shulchan has to be on the tzofin. Learned that from a pasuk. I mean, even a mashu of the shulchan cannot extend beyond the half point that divides the heichal between tzofin and darm. The whole shulchan has to be placed on the tzofin side. So he contemplates whether the snifim, which extend slightly beyond the width of the shulchan, could they extend out of the tzofin area? Are they a part of the shulchan itself? So they also have a din that they have to be on the tzofin, or are they? Or is it an independent kli? And you could put it wherever you want. So that's another nafkamina. Now he discusses another point. We learned earlier in the beginning of the Perek Shtei Midas, where the Gemara asks whether the Shulchan could it be Mekadesh Kmotzim. The question of the Gemara is that since the Shulchan was a Klisharis and was used to be Mekadesh Alechem Aponim, so So the Gemara understands that it has some Kedusha to be Mekadesh. So it could be, the Gemara is asking, could it be Mekadesh a regular Koimitz from a Mincha? Could he use the Shulchan as a Klisharis to be Mekadesh a Koimitz? Now the Gemara concludes that it does have the Kedusha to be Mekadesh to a certain extent in Mekadesh Likoriv and Mekadesh Liposel. So now Rav David asks, what if you put the Koimitz of a Mincha on the Snifim? On the Snifim of the Shulchan, will the Snifim be Mekadesh the same way that the Shulchan itself is Mekadesh? So this depends on the previous question. If the Snifim are part of the Shulchan itself, a chelik of the Kli, of the Shulchan, then whatever the Shulchan could do, the Snifim could do. But if it's an independent fixture, then it has nothing to do with the Shulchan. So the Shulchan is Mekadesh, but the Snifim are not Mekadesh. So that's another nafkemine on the Shaila. Now I found a smach. Not a Raya Barura, but a smach that the Snifim were considered a part of the Shulchan itself. So again, it doesn't mean that they're Ma'akiv, like I mentioned before. It could be it's like the Gvim and the Kafteirim of the Menorah, which are part of the Kli and not Ma'akiv, but it was a Chiluk of the Shulchan itself. The Gemara Daf Tzadi Zayin brings a Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk says, HaMizbeach Eitz Sholosh Amos Gevoya Orgoi Shtayim Amos Umikutzois loy, va'orkoi v'kirois of eitz, va'yidaber ilai ze hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem. So that's the pasuk. Now Tosis asks on this pasuk, what are we referring to that had a shear of gvoya gimelamis? He says, neither the Shulchan nor the Mizbeach was Sholosh Amos Gevoya. This pasuk is referring to the Kelim and the Heichal. So not the Mizbeach. It cannot be told by the Mizbeach Achitzin. So, when it says over here, Gevoya, Sholosh Amos Gevoya, what was it talking about? That's Tezis Gashi. So Tezis says that it's referring to the Shulchan. That's what it says, Vayidaber Elizeh HaShulchan Shalifnei Hashem. And b'shemo, Zoktoisu is zehoyo goivhon shel snifim. The sheer gimelamis was the height of the snifim. So now we see that the pasuk says ze hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem, and it's giving the shiurim of the shulchan, and included in this in the sheer are the snifim. So it appears from the loshon pasuk that the Snifim are considered as part of the Shulchan themselves. Ze HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.